So today's cheer is a natural follow-up to the cheer we did on Monday. But instead of focusing on Rosh Chodesh directly, or Kiddush HaChodesh, I want to focus on the idea of Birchas HaLevana, which is just widely known colloquially as Kiddush Levana, which we do. We'll see this in the Makoros. Roughly the first Motzei Shabbos, maybe the second Motzei Shabbos, but usually the first Motzei Shabbos after Rosh Chodesh. And we're all familiar with the ritual. We go outside, we look up at the moon, we make a bracha. Sometimes it involves singing, sometimes it involves dancing. But there's this ritual of Birchas Halavana, Kiddush Halavana that I want us to understand. And just conceptualize how it relates to Rosh Chodesh itself. Okay. Now, if I asked you guys, how would you conceptualize the Birchas Halavana? What is it? Like, what are we doing when we do Kiddush Levana? Jeremy, what are you doing when you do Birchas Lavana?
I'm trying to think about it. It's like I guess there's some things in that you kind of just do and don't really think about enough. So I'm trying to, yeah, I'm trying to come up with an answer for that.
Right, good thing you came to the shir today then. Ned, how about you? What are you doing when you do Birchas Lavana?
Sort of recognition and the cyclical nature of the lunar cycle, somehow that relates to Chuva in some way.
Okay, so it's interesting. It's a mouthful. Gavi.
I'm tempted to just say moon dance, but I feel like that's
Yeah.
very wrong
I
and too simple. But
hear.
I haven't given it much thought about what I'm really doing.
Okay, so let's start with the Gemara, but you'll see there's a particular idea I want to develop. I'll just develop it through these Makoros because it's a nice way to get the idea out there. We have the Gemara Sanhedrin, Mem Beis Amud Aleph, Amar Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina, Amar Abbasim, Rabbi Yochanan, Kol HaMivarech Al HaChodesh Bizmano, Ke'ilu Mekabel Pnei HaShechina. So somebody who makes the bracha on the new month, I guess the Chodesh Bizmano, it's as if they're receiving the Shechina. Now, I just want to say two things by way of Derech, by way of a diuk. Notice the language of the Gemara. How does the Gemara here characterize Kiddush Levana?
It
Yeah,
sounds like.
as a bracha on the Chodesh, a bracha on the month. That's point number one. We're going to see in the Makoros here that many of the Achronim seem to pull the Birchas Halavana in the direction of a Birchas Hanenin. That what we're really doing is making a bracha on the hana we get from the moon's light, or the moon reflecting the sun's light. It just seems to me right off the bat, from the way the Gemara characterized this as Mevarech al HaChodesh Bizmano, that this is less a bracha on the moon and more of a bracha on the Chodesh. Of course, the Chodesh is connected to the cycle of the moon, like we saw in the last year. But do you see how the language of the Gemara seems to point in that direction? Mevarech al HaChodesh Bizmano? Yeah, Ned, do you also agree with that? Okay. Now,
Do
the
we have
second.
any, is there anything, any idea of making a similar type of bracha on the Shemesh? Meaning, like we have like Yotzer Ar, but we don't have nothing
Birchas
connecting.
So Birchas HaChama is just a Yotzer HaMa'oros. It's not really so. Ex it's just sorry, Osam Asa Bereishis. It's not really the same as the type of Birchas Lavana. But I think Gavi, you were suggesting that it's Yotzer Or of Ori Choshech, right? Yes, I think our Birchas HaChama, especially if you take it in the direction that we were going in Shir about how it's connected to Avas Hashem, the Yotzer Or of Ori Choshech and a Marav Aravim, Golol Or Mipnei Choshech VeChoshech Mipnei Or, how it's related to Kriya Shema. And Gavi, I don't think you were here from it, but the Gemara said that the Gemara in Shabbos implied, and the Radak said this, that Pol Hashem lo yabitu, who is somebody who ignores God's creations, is someone who's mevatel Kriya Shema Shachris Varvis. And that conjoined with the idea of Yotzer HaMa'oros in the morning and Ma'ariv HaRavim, Golam LeChoshech in the evening, being connected to a Birchas HaChama, Birchas HaShemesh, would be like a nice parallel to what I'm trying to develop here for the Levana. But the idea is that like this thing that determines Zmanim, like the astronomical phenomena that determines Zmanim, is what we're appreciating. Okay. So our number one in the Gemara is that it's that the Nusach HaBracha, sorry, the Nusach of the Gemara, the Lashon of the Gemara is Mechad, Mevarech al HaChodesh, not Mevarech al HaLevana. Just adding that into my notes here. The second diak I want to make in the Gemara is that it's Kila Mekabel Pnei HaShechina. So the Gemara views this as some sort of encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rather than just some sort of birchas hananim. Again, I'm just laying the groundwork to oppose the direction that the achronim are going to go. Like, I don't think anybody says kol ha-mevarech shehakol alamayim is kilu mekabel pnei hashchina, but we don't say that. So there seems to be something special about the birchas halvana that suggests this. Okay, and we say achodesh zeh, this is the Gemara's raya, achodesh zeh v'chziv zeh eli v'anveyu. So you see this connection between the Chodesh and the Kabbalah's Pnei HaShechina. And then we get this meme of Rabbi Yishmael, which goes in the same direction of Kabbalah's Pnei HaShechina. Tana de Rabbi Yishmael, Il male zachu Yisrael, lo zachu Yisrael, lahakbil Pnei Avim, shbashmaim, kol Chodesh v'Chodesh dayim. Amar Abaye, hilcha nirminu mu'umad. So actually we have this din of Kabbalah's Pnei HaShechina through Birchas HaLevana, that's why we say it's standing. Okay? Okay, now let me just say one other thing about this Kabbalah's Pnei HaShechina. Let me just say one more thing about the dinim that flow from it being Kabbalah's Pnei HaShechina. There's some discussion about whether you could say Kiddush Levana through a window. Anybody come across this? Like, why not just look out your window and make the Birchas HaLevana? Why do we trek outside, especially in the cold? So, what do you think the reason might be?
I feel like if we're going off of the idea of making a bracha on the light of that the moon provides, you don't really get it as much, especially through a window, because of how faint the light already is.
All right, it's a technical type of answer. The light's not as good through the window or something. But look here at the Magen Avraham in Siman Tav Chav Vav Sif Katan Yedalid. He cites the Bach here. The Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't say Tachas Agag, and he says V'lo No Datzlenu Tama Minog. Why don't we say Birchas Halvana under a roof? Like, I guess you could always just look out right through the side through a window. And so he says, citing the Bach. She Bach Kasav Hatam She Yotzin Lerchov Kiderech Adam She Yotze Likras HaMelech V'chein Kasav Bagos Maimonios. What's the argument here?
Covered.
Yeah, exactly. It's like Kilo Pnei Hashechina, so you should go towards the Shechina. You shouldn't just kind of sit there from your spot. So you can see that's like a consistent theme that the Birchas HaLevana is doing something special in this regard. So you have the din of the Gemara that it should be standing. You have the din of the poskim, that's why you should be going out towards it. And that's related to this idea of Kilo Kilo Pnei Hashechina. Now I just want to flesh out, in what sense is it Kilo Kilo Pnei Hashechina? Ned, do you have a theory for us? All right, Gavi, you have a theory. Jeremy, you have a theory. So let's take a look at some of the formulations in the Rishonim here. Here's the Meiri. Kol ha-mevarech in Sanhedrin Membeis. Kol ha-mevarech al ha-chodesh bizmano ki l'mekabel p'nei ha-shechina. Sh'harei zeh ha-ara v'hizboninus l'chidesh ha-briya. In what sense are you mekabel p'nei ha-shechina? In the sense that it's Meir and Mizbonein L'chidosh HaBriah. What's he saying?
Testifies to creation.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a Maaseh Bereishis. You're encountering Maaseh Bereishis in this way. So remember the beginning of
It's
the
like
year, we
Kiddush on
saw.
Shabbos.
What?
Exactly like Kiddush on Shabbos.
Like Zeichel Maaseh Bereishis, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, except that here, I think you're encountering it directly through observing the molad of the Levana by its conjunction with the sun. So you're actually apprehending the solar event, the astronomical events. So I think it's more than Kiddush Ned, which is just like a Zeichel Davar. But does everybody see the ideas? You're encountering the Shechina through this like encounter with this special occurrence of Maaseh Bereishis. By the way, let me add to that. What's the Nusach HaBracha? So here's the Gemara in Sanhedrin Mem Beis. Let's get someone to Ned. Why don't you read or what? Ned, you want to read the Gemara for us?
Sure.
Let's see. Anybody have a translation in one of these Sidurim? Let's see. I have a sitter here. Let's
I can pull one up.
yeah, pull it up. Pull one open. I'm gonna see if I could find where they have Kiddush Levana in here. Ooh, look, this sitter calls it Birchas HaChodesh. Oh, sorry, that's not what they have in mind. They're talking about Kiddush Levana. They call it. Okay, so Ned, read the Gemara. What's the Nusach HaBracha? Share. Oh,
Share
so one second.
perfect.
So the first day in the Gemara says that the bracha is Mechadesh Chadashim, which is consistent with the idea. That's our chasima anyway. That this is on the renewal of the months, not on the not on the hana of the light of the moon. Right? It's a din of the chodesh, which is very important. You'll see that Achronim really don't develop this properly. Okay, so go on, Ned. What's the how does it start? Okay, one second. So I'll just use the translation from the Siddur, who
They
with his
created the
word,
heavens.
yeah, he created the heavens. So Baruch Asher B'Mamar Barash Chakim.
And by the spirit of his mouth, all of their legions.
Well, yeah, with the breath of his mouth, maybe instead of the spirit of his mouth. But yeah, breath of his mouth, all the legions of the heavens. And then he gave them like the laws of physics, meaning he gave them this fixed way of behaving. Chok Uzman Lasan Lahem. Shelo Yasanu Es Tafkidim. Like the moon is kind of. It's in its orbit and it doesn't deviate from its orbit. Every 29 and a half days, and it's been doing this from since Maaseh Bereishis or soon after, depending on when you're counting Maaseh Bereishis from. So we're making a bracha here on the regularity of the cycles of the events. Okay, go on, Ned.
So it
Okay.
draws this comparison between the human like fetus and
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. But notice also that how there's sasim usmechem lasos ritzon konam, poel ms shapu lasso ms. The idea here that they're happy to do the work of their creator, meaning that's the work of God. And of course, Hashem said that it should renew itself. And then somehow Klal Yisrael, Shehem Asidim Laschadish Kemosel Far Liotz Malshem Kol Machuso, something relating to Klal Yisrael being renewed in the same way. That's a separate theme of Rosh Chodesh, so we're not going to talk about here. But do you see? And then it seems here like the Nusach HaBracha is this theme of Maaseh Bereishis. Make sense? Everybody on board for that? Okay. So again, Ma'amaro bara shchakim, ruach piv kol tzivam, chokuz ma nasan lahem. All this is clearly Maaseh Bereishis. Sasim usmechem lasos ritzon konam, po'al ha'ma shepu la'aso ha'mes. Lalvana amar shetis chadesh. And then lefar liyotzram is all about his creation. And by the way, in our text of Birchas HaLevana, the next thing we have is Baruch Yotzreich, Baruch Oseich, Baruch Konech, Baruch Borech, also emphasizing this theme of Yetzirah. And not in the version that I have, but if you look at the Koren Sidurim, they have an extra pasuk that they throw in, I believe, right before about Su'u Einechem Marom Uru'u Mibara Ela, like lift your eyes up to the heavens, which we saw as the basically. That's like the one of the important psukim for the Rishonim who believe that we encounter HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his creation of of the science of Maaseh Bereishis. And that could explain in the sense in which Birchas HaChodesh is Kabbalah's Pnei HaShechina. That's why it has to be Mu'uma, that's why you go outside. Okay, so far so good?
Why do you do it just on the, with whatever
Okay.
Motzei Shabbos is the first or second one? Is there like, as opposed to
I think,
Rosh Chodesh itself?
yeah, why not Rosh Chodesh itself? We'll talk about that in a second. We're gonna get there. Yeah, good. Okay, so let's look at, so I think that's what the Meiri is getting at. Shezeh ha'ara v'hisbonenos l'chiddush habriyah, by observing the moon in its moment of renewal, or close to its moment of renewal, you are like observing one of the great occurrences of astronomy. Like Cheshbon Tekufos Mazalos relates to what we saw in last year, that we're all supposed to partake in some way in Cheshbon Tekufos Mazalos. Let's get a volunteer to read the Levush. So the Levush is the Talmud of the Ramah. Let's just see how he explains this. Go for it, Gavi. You want to take a stab at it?
Sure. Haro levana bechidusha yivarech alea.
Right,
Ubracha
so notice
zu
again, it's really a
hibu
din. Notice again, it's really a din in the Levana Bichidusha, right? The moon in its renewal. Okay.
levana yeter almash. Ubracha zu hibu levana yeter almash chayav levarech al kol hakochavim kishigiu letchalas mazal talad kideisa
Mazel tov.
leelz.
Yeah, so this is an important point. There is an idea of making a bracha on the kochavim when you see them in a certain way, and that's like a general din of Osa Maaseh Bereishis, meaning it's not a special bracha on the Levana. That's what the Levush is pointing out here. So that's some in Resh Chaf Tes Beis. Anybody want to take a quick look at Resh Chaf Tes Beis, see what we have there? Let's see. Okay, so this is Haruah Chama B'Tkufasa, Bar Mvarech Osech Maaseh Bereishis. Haroeh b'chein mivarech gam kein kisheroeh levana b'taharasa v'kochavim b'mishmerosam. So this is a super important point. I think this is a raya brura. Let me add this to the source sheet. Thanks to the Levush over here. Does everybody see this halacha? Resh Chaf Tes Beis and Aruch Chaim. It's a raya brura that this is not just a more elaborate Osa Maaseh Bereishis bracha, because we have an Osa Maaseh Bereishis bracha for the moon when you see it b'taharasa b'kochavim b'mishmarosam. Dehainu kishe tachzor halavana b'tchilas mazel tle. V'lo tiyeh nota lo l'tzafon v'lo l'darom. But that's all just an Osa Maaseh Bereishis bracha, not the special thing that we have for Kiddush Levana. Okay, so I think that's a Raya Brura, that there's something special going on here, distinct from this general bracha of Osa Maaseh Bereishis. Okay, let's go back now to the Levush. He says this is a separate Vinitkna.
Vinitkna b'nei sh'roim ba b'tnuas halavana ma'aseh Hashem yitzbarach u'gvuratoh yoter mikol hakochot
So
she'ein
the
tnuatam niris kol kach le'ein kol k'mo tnuas halavana.
yeah. So this is like the most palpable observation of like these scientific astronomical events and occurrences. And so like the moon, like you see it changing, every couple of days. And so like you that's like the most palpable way of appreciating Maaseh Bereishis, right? So, Roen ba bitznuas lavana maaseh Hashem yisparach hu gvuraso yoser mikol hakochavim. Okay, v'hi lanu. Look at this unbelievable statement.
V'hi lanu k'kabbalas hashchina b'kol chodesh shiroim ba godel mazal.
Yeah, so we're appreciating the godel maaseh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by seeing the movements of the Levana Kol Chodesh, because this is like just like a beautiful manifestation of like Perek Beis. What do we say? It was Perek Beis Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Sodei Torah, right? Of Kesedia Derech Lavaso V'Yiraso Bishah Sheis Bonin Adam B'Maisav Ruav Hanaflaim. So that's all spelled out here very nicely by the Levush. Notice here also Rabbeinu Yonah and Brachos Chavalef. It's amazing how much Rabbeinu Yonah is able to cover in just his Perushan Brachos. Kilo Mekabel Panei Hashchina, Mipnei Shehakadosh Baruch Hu, Af Al Pi She'eino Nira La'ayin. Want to read it, Jeremy? Nira.
Inyan
Yes, so in what
Shinama.
sense is the Kabbalah's Panei Hashchina? You can't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but what can you see?
His power and his the wonders.
You could see him through his creations, right? That's like what I said last year about that you see Picasso through his handiwork. And so Vigam Kein Bekan. So one way is to see that through Hashem's niflos, that like Masa, like Yetzias Mitzrayim and splitting the Yamsuf. But equally so, the Rabbeinu Yonah says, after saying this about the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Vigam kein bekan al yedei. Go ahead. Yeah, to see like just like the how he set up the moon in its orbit. That's a way of like seeing the neflos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Yeah. So like it's like a very nice statement of the Avos Hashem, Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina, all built into the action of. Chiddush Halvana. Okay. Excellent. Now, let me say something just very briefly about some of the halachos of Kiddush Levona and then try to distinguish this mahalach from other mahalachim and explaining it. And I want to develop this mahalach a little more and connect it back to what we said last year about the nature of Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Mem Aleph has a whole din about what's the latest you can say Birchas Halvana. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rab Acha Bar Chanina, Amar Rab Asi, Rab Yochanan, Ad Kama Mevarchin Al Chodesh, Ad Shetismale Pigi Masa, until it fills in its deficiency." So when is the moon no longer considered to be deficient? So Machlokes, Rav Yaakov Bar Idi says in the name of Yehuda, Ad Shiva, Nahardai say Ad Shisha Asar. What's the Machlokes? When is the moon considered to be no longer Nifgam? So what is the moon at 16 days in?
What's a full moon?
It's a full moon. It's exactly a full moon. So it's a full moon. So the idea is that the moon is no longer deficient when it's full. And what about the other view in the Gemara? You have until 7 days. What's the moon at then?
About half.
Half moon. Exactly. So the idea is that once it's half, it's no longer deficient. That's a machlokas about the latest you could say Kiddush Levana. Rashi here explains that after that point, Kvar Noshenesi, it's already an old moon. Okay. So this itself is very interesting that you see that this din of Birchas Halvana, it's not just a din. And here I want to again use this to distinguish my Mahalach from the pure Birchas Hanenin theory. It's not just a din that you make it once a month. The halacha here is that it's supposed to be a bracha on the Chiddush Halvana, on the renewal of the moon. And the moon is no longer considered to be Chadash. It's considered Yashan, Rashi says, once it has filled its deficiency. Okay. What about when's the earliest, to Jeremy's question, when's the earliest you could say Kiddush Levana, Birchas Levana? So the Gemara doesn't tell us. Okay. When do you think the earliest you should say Birchas Levana is?
I mean, seemingly, the first Kodesh after the moon is renewed.
Yeah, you think right after the Molad, right? Or right the first day of Rosh Chodesh, or second day of Rosh Chodesh, but on Rosh Chodesh itself. And Rashi implies that Rashi says Ad Kama Mevarchin, when's the latest you could make a bracha? Im lo birei hayom. Hayom l'chora means at the molad. Like if you didn't make it, if you didn't do it today, you could do it the next day. Hayom, it's not so clear, but Rashi probably sounds from the beginning of the molad. Probably you can make the bracha as soon as the moon reappears. The Meiri says that ve'ad ema sai mevarchin lo birech balayla rishona mevarch b'shnia ad shetismali pigimasa. So you could see Rashi here is assuming im lo birech balayla rishona mevarch b'shnia. It's pretty clear that the Meiri thinks you could make the Birchas Halvana right away. Okay. Now, one second. The Rambam also seems to have this view. The Rambam says, "V'tzarach levarach bracha zum u'mad." Shakol shkom avarech ala chodesh bezmano kilu hikup that we know from the Gemara. Ve'im lo birei chaleh bilel harishon mevarech chaleh ad shisha asar yom. So the Rambam too holds that you can make the birchas lavana from the first day of Rosh Chodesh from the molad. Now that's not the minhag. The minhag is like last week, last month Rosh Chodesh was Shabbos, right? Did anybody do birchas lavana motzei Shabbos last month? No, most people waited until the next week. Right, and that's because the Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin against these Rishonim. Here's the other view. Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Brachos and Chaf Aleph and Amud Aleph and Dape Arif. He quotes the Maseches Sofrim. Jeremy, this is what I think you were getting at. Amru Mevarchem Alavana Mishet Tisbasim. That's the language of the Maseches Sofrim. That you should only make a Birchos Alvana when you're Misbasim. Mishat tisba same. What does that mean? So some people say that means it means you should do it Motzei Shabbos when you're dressed nicely. Some people say that means you should do it Motzei Shabbos at the time when you're going to make a bracha on Besamim. But the Rabbeinu Yonah quotes another view. V'nir lemori harav shepirish mishat timtak miloshen levesume kala. When the moon becomes sweet, Hachanami wrote to lomar misha shematok haor shela. You want the moon to be like a nice, full, sweet moon, such that people are already deriving benefit from it. Like if you go out in the early days of the month, the moon hardly gives off any light, right? So if you bike at night or if you do activities outside, if there's a small moon, like you don't really benefit. So the idea here is that when the molad just occurred, the moon is tiny and you don't benefit at all. But they want you to wait a few days to make a birchas alvana be'achar beis or gimel yamim, so that you could be nana from the oral alvana. Okay, that's the theory of waiting 2 to 3 days. The Beis Yosef quotes the Ri Jekatilia, the Baal Mechaber, the Shari Ora, that you should really wait 7 days till you do a birchas alvana. Supposedly it's Alpi Kabbalah. That's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins. I assume that that's the same idea as Rabbeinu Yonah, just on steroids, that you want at least a half moon so that you're really being nene from it. Now, there are achronim, I think, who take this idea and say, oh, kamash malan, that this is really a birchas hanenin. Just like you make a bracha when you get a benefit from food, and aser lehanos b'olam hazeh b'lo bracha, so too, it's aser lehanos me'or halavana until you make a bracha on it, at least every month. And I think, they ground themselves in this idea of Rabbeinu Yonah that, you should wait for a substantial moon, sha'adam nene mimenu, in order to make your bracha salvana. Okay. Now I just want to point out, remind me to come back to this question of when to make the bracha. Ned? Where's Ned keep disappearing to? Ned, just remind me to come back to this
Yeah.
in a second. The question about when you should make the Birchas Havana. To Jeremy, this was your question as well, right? Yeah, look here. I want to just point out there's some other Makoros that, push this idea of Hana from the moon. Here's the Shulchan Aruch in Or HaChaim, Taf Chaf Vav, Sif Aleph, in the Ramah. Ve'ein l'kadesh ha'chodesh ela b'layla. That you should only do birchas halavana at night when you're getting substantial benefit from it. During the day, you don't really benefit all that much from the moon, even if you could see it. So maybe this is another source that pulls us in the direction of hana'a emphasis in the birchas halavana. Okay, everybody see that? Now, I just want to point out we're not forced into this direction. Because you could still agree that you should only do Kiddush Halavana Balaila without reducing it to a Hana consideration. So, for example, the Shibali Aleket here in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin says, Yesh Omrim Shein Levarich Halavana Ela Balaila Umistavra Deshaga B'Tiara L'mai Mahanya. What good is the moon in the day? And here's the important point: V'Gvul Halavana Balaila Dechsev Es Hayerech V'Kochavim L'Mem Shalos Balaila. I think you can make this idea more fundamental, that it's not just about being nene from the moon, but the mor hakatan is lememshelas halayla. So any bracha that's on the moon should really be should be within the province of its jurisdiction, right? The moon is only considered to be moshel balayla, so any bracha that we make on the moon should have this, strong connection to the heftza that you're making the bracha on. And obviously that connection is stronger by Lila, given that the moon is Lemshelas HaLayla. Yeah, Gabi.
Is that so strong that it would preclude you from saying Kiddush Levana in the Arctic Circle, for example, during that half of the year that it's light?
That's a good
Or if you
shiloh.
saw the Levana, could you make it anyway because you're not going to get a chance otherwise?
Great Shiloh. To me, this sounds like Yesh Omrim, Shein Levarich. The Ramah makes it a little stronger of Ein Lekadesh. But the language of the Shibboleth Aleket sounds like it's a normal circumstances. And I agree with you that it could be read as when you have the capacity to make it Balayla, you should do it Balayla, not Bayom. But maybe if there's no capacity, then, But by the way, we might say that it is Laila. We haven't figured out the Arctic Circle question yet, but maybe it is Laila. Okay. Oh, whoops.
I think you can confidently say that even meaning that the idea of if even if you consider it Lila in the Arctic Circle is Lavdavka, because we're talking about Lila living in darkness for this.
True, maybe. That's a fair point. Okay, let me just mention another thing that seems to weigh in on this question about whether we conceptualize it as a birchas hanenin or not. The Magen Avraham in Siman Tav Chav Vav, Sif Katan Aleph writes that on a cloudy night, that you should only make the birchas alvana when the levana is a shetehez richasa nikeres al gabe karka, that you could literally see the reflection of the moon, like the moon casts a shadow, or that you could see the light of the moon on the ground. And he says, therefore, you want it to be such that you could recognize things, discern things, la'or ha'alvana. Same if the levana is covered by clouds. If there's a thick cloud such that you benefit from the light of the moon, then you shouldn't make a birchas alvana. So the thickness of the cloud depends such that. Seems to me, it seems like the standard for the moon being covered by a cloud, whether you can make the bracha or not, is whether it's yuchal lahakir dvarim hanikarim l'or halvana. Could you use its light to discern between different things? Now, you might say that's a hana standard, right? That we're, he's trying to figure out, are you receiving enough hana from the moon to benefit from it? Here is the language of the Tshuva de Radvaz. Radvaz discusses this also. A shaila about when there's a mesech mavdil bein alvein alvana, v'chem bizman sheyesh avim. So he says, you know what? Tshuva mina mina laha ditznan ein mevarchin ala or ad sheyosu laoro. So he conceptualizes this in terms of hana from the light. Ad sheyakir bein sal lepundion le'inyan birchas alvana nami. But if not, such that isn't that fascinating? So you could see he's clearly conceptualizing, or he's thinking of this in terms of the standards of Birchas Hanenin. You agree, Jeremy? Gavi, you agree? Ned, you agree? Okay. Now he does pull back. He says, here's another possibility. Vim Tomar, hello, al minhago shel olam hu mevarech. Ba'afilu shelo yene me'ora mabikach. He says, maybe what's going on here is that who says this is a birchas hanenin? Maybe this is a bracha on minhago shel olam. Maybe this is just a bracha of osam maaseh bereishis. You're making a bracha on the fact that the moon is there. So he says, Halesa, that can't be. Daham Rabbi Yehuda, Bro Levana Bechidusha, Omer Baruch Hu Samasa Bereishis. Meaning, the same raya that the same point that the Levush made, that we actually have a separate bracha for Osam Asa Bereishis for the scientific appreciation of the moon. So he says, therefore, it's got to be this is a din in Hana, Birchas Hanenin, and therefore you actually have to get Binene from it before you can make the bracha. Okay, any questions or thoughts on that? All right. Now I'm going to wrap us I'm going to move us towards our ending here. When we speak about brachos, it's sometimes said, and I'm not gonna, gauge whether this is true or false right now, that there are three types of brachos. There's birchas hamitzvah, right? There's birchas hanenin, and there's a birchas shevach vehodah. So, what is the bracha of the Levant, Birchas Kiddush HaChodesh, or Birchas Al Kiddush Alvana, Birchas Alvana? What is that? It might be like people like the Radvaz and Rabbeinu Yonah. Everyone is emphasizing, I know, it could be they're saying it's a Birchas Alvana. That's a Birchas Hanenin, right? That sounds pretty plausible. Alternatively, you could say it's a Bircha Shevach Vodah. You're giving Shevach Vodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the fact that he created this great astronomical thing, just like a Birchas Osa Masa Bereishis. Correct? Like we make an Osa Masa Bereishis on thunder, we make an Osa Masa Bereishis on lightning. However, I think the problem is with that approach of saying that it's a Bircha Shevach Vodah is that. Number one, we already have an Osa Masa Bereishis on the Levana, right? That's what we saw in the. That's what the Radvaz is pointing out, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch, that's what Lavush pointed out. When the moon passes through this constellation, you make the Osa Masa Bereishis on it. So it'd be strange to say that this is a Bircha Shevach Vehodah on, the equivalent of seeing lightning for the moon. You guys agree? Moreover. The bracha that we make is a bracha of Mechadesh Chadashim, which sounds like it's more a bracha on the month than it is on the moon itself. Correct? So I think it would be strange to say it's a Birchas Shevach Vehodah, because this does seem to be connected uniquely to the calendar, Mechadesh Chadashim. And it's a little strange to say that it's, I mean, it could be a Birchas Hanenin, but I'm going to give you a reason here to think. I think it's strange to say it's a Birchas Hanenin also if it's connected to the months. Okay, now look here at the Magen Avraham, and this is going to be the basis for the Mahalach that I just want to suggest. Mitzvah Siman Tav Chavav Hakdama. So let's get Gavi, why don't you read the Magen Avraham for us?
The
Start from the
kol.
beginning. Start from the beginning.
Sorry,
So,
it's just hard for me to read the bar line.
yeah,
Nashim
so there's
Pturos.
a question here about whether women are obligated in Birchas Alvana.
Right, Nashim Pturos. The well, I don't know what's the Rosh Tevos there.
What would be a basis for a woman being exempt?
The mitzvah is just my grandma. Oh, the
Beautiful.
afal gav the
Okay,
hemikaimo kol
fine.
mitzvah say.
That's fine. That's fine. You have to study. That's fine. Nashim peturos de mitzvah aseh shezman gramahu. Now, I just want to point out, it seems to me that if you're talking about just a birchas shevach v'hodah, it's strange to conceptualize that as a mitzvah aseh shezman gramah, right? If you're talking about a mitzvah aseh shezman gramah, you think there's some mitzvah aseh here, right? Like he thinks there's some mitzvah associated with Kiddush Alvana, and just women are pturos from it. But what's the mitzvah? Now this gives me reason. If the Magen Avraham is right that this is a mitzvah shezman gramah, it gives us reason to believe that Birchas Alvana is actually a mitzvah. But what mitzvah is it? It's an unbelievable Kiddush, I'm going to say, if I may say so myself. Going to violate Yahalalucha Zarim Velopicha. But what's the unbelievable Kiddush? So I want to say, inspired by this Magen Avraham, that Birchas Alvana is a mitzvah aseh. Aye, what's the mitzvah aseh? So what do you guys think? What's the mitzvah aseh?
Kiddush
Oh, beautiful. It's the mitzvah saseh of Kiddush HaChodesh. Now, you'll remember that we saw last year that Kiddush HaChodesh, especially for the Rambam, but this was kind of made clear by the Smag. There are two dinim in Kiddush HaChodesh. There's actually being Mekadesh the Chodesh. That's a mitzvah on the Beis Din HaGadol in Yerushalayim. And only they could determine the calendar. But the mitzvah of calculating and knowing Kviyas HaChodesh, Cheshbon Tkufos u'Mazalos, that's a mitzvah on all of Klal Yisrael. So if you go with the Smag, which we saw last year, you have a very nice clear distinction. The Smag says there's one mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh on the Beis Din. There's another mitzvah on Cheshbon Tkufos u'Mazalos that every member of Klal Yisrael is supposed to be engaged in to calculate and determine and understand when the new month begins. And he quoted the Gemara in Shabbos of Ezui Chochmaschem Vinaschem Le'enei Ha'amim, Zuchush Cheshbon Tkufos u'Mazalos. And that's why it's a mitzvah on everybody to be involved in that type of Yedias Hashem, right? Or if you go with the Rambam and say it's all one mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah with three different dimensions. There's a mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh on Beis Din, but the mitzvah of Yediyah and Cheshbon, that part of the mitzvah is chal on everybody. Okay? So I want to suggest that the Iker mitzvah that's chal on everybody is Cheshbon Tkufos u'Mazalos, what we spoke about last year. Knowing the phases of the moon, knowing how that depends on the moon's orbit around the earth and how it lines up with the sun, etc. Knowing the issue with the seasons and how the lunar calendar contrasts with the solar calendar and the Ibra Hashanah discussion. That's one aspect of the mitzvah. And if I let's say there were a Jewish university out there that taught physics and astronomy, l'chora, this should be a part of their curriculum. Ned, maybe if you teach physics at SAR, you'll bring this into their curriculum.
The Gemara distinguishes between the bracha that the women would say and Rabbi Huda's bracha.
Yeah, it's not clear what that line means, but Hani Nashi Nami Mivarchi.
Nashi Dida Nami,
Yeah.
but there it's the Chitimus HaBracha is the same.
Yeah, Mechadesh Chadashim. So I want to say that part of this mitzvah is ideally everybody would be involved in Cheshbon Tkufos u'Mazalos, but at a bare minimum, there's a chiyuv on everybody to, as part of the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, to go out and observe the astronomical phenomena that is the basis for the Chodesh. So everybody has to go out and see the new moon and acknowledge that it's the new moon and acknowledge that its regular cycles is what's koveya the Rosh Chodeshim. It's like it's like when you have a physics class and you go to the lab for a little experiment, like, oh, now we're gonna go outside and see the new moon. So I think that is the idea of Kiddush Levana. It's not a bracha birchas hanenin. On getting Hana from the moon. It's not a bracha of Shevach Vodah thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu just for. It is in a sense, but it's not your typical Bircha Shevach Vodah of Osa Ma'aseh Breishis. It's actually a kiyum in the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. And I want to say in two ways. Number one, in the Cheshbon Tkufos u'Mazalos dimension, that now you're doing the class, the field trip. To Suei Nechem Marum to appreciate the solar astronomical basis for the new month. But it's also a kiyum, I want to say, in recognizing the new Chodesh al Yedei Kviyas Beis Din. So let me just develop that for one second. That maybe, and I was suggesting this a little bit last year as well. Part of Rosh Chodesh itself, what's the significance of Rosh Chodesh? It's not a moed. It's a Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a, what is Rosh Chodesh? So I want to suggest that maybe even Rosh Chodesh itself maybe is like a Miktsas Kiyum in Zecher Lamasa Bereshis. Because that's what lies at the heart of the Cheshbon Tkufos u'Mazalos. And the way that Tzibur participates in the Kviyas HaChodesh, the Kiddush HaChodesh, is through their Maisa of Kiddush Levana. It's like they're being mitzuraf, they are ratifying or assenting to the Kiddush HaChodesh of the Beis Din. So we understand the suggestion? Now let me
That's
just say
also
one
why
piece,
it's
then
Ki'i the Mekabel Pnei Shechina.
go ahead, Ned.
Right, it's Ki'i the Mekabel Pnei Shechina because it gets back to that, that Rambam world of Asagaso, and that's why the
100%.
tshuva is there also, right? Pnei Hashem.
100%. Oh, that's interesting. I like that Lifnei Hashem piece also. I didn't think of that. Like that's the idea of Yom Kippur Katan as a day of Kapara because of this proximity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Yeah.
I like that. That's a very nice pshat. I want to say, let me just add one other hara here. I think that's why we could say that's why it's called Kiddush Levana. It's not Birchas HaLevana. That's why it's like Mechadesh Chadashim. But the idea of Kiddush Levana is that the bracha is less on the moon and more on the Kviyas HaChodesh based off the moon. That's why it's Chasimah's Mechadesh Chadashim. So that's like recognizing the Kviyas Beis Din. And that's why it's called Kiddush Levana. What is Kiddush Levana? We're not sanctifying the moon, but the name Kiddush Levana is obviously derived from Kiddush HaChodesh. And we're just assenting to the Kiddush HaChodesh based off like we're doing like basic we're basically assenting to the Kiddush HaChodesh Al Yedei the Riyas HaLevana. Gabi, you have a hand, and I'll just say one more thing.
Would you say that we're doing something wrong? Not wrong, but there's some pagam in the way we do Kiddush Levana nowadays. If it really has to do with, like figuring out and seeing how this seeing the new moon, then it would shouldn't it require us to, A, observe the moon multiple times, meaning to see the moon. In theory, this is the only time you're mandated to look at the moon. Like somebody could go about their whole life without seeing the moon, other than when they're doing Kiddush Levana. And so now all of a sudden, so it means nothing to see the moon because you're not appreciating the cycles. That's A.
So number one, I agree
Sorry.
with that. I agree with that. That's what I meant. Like Mikra Din, the highest level should be what the Smag said in a separate mitzvah, and what the Rambam incorporated into Kiddush HaChodesh, the mitzvah of Cheshbon Tekufos Mazalos, that everybody should be mitzurif in. Like everybody should be participating in the Cheshbon, right? Like that's what Ned should be teaching in his physics and astronomy class. But at a minimum, and then the Kiddush Levana should just be like the field trip. Like we calculated it, and look, let your eyes behold the new moon. But at a minimum, at least every member of Klal Yisrael is going to have to look up and acknowledge that there's a new moon and kind of figure it out, right?
Yeah.
Encounter that occurrence.
Okay. So yeah, the other half of my question was just about the fact that we don't know, like we're not. It's very passive the way we do it. We're told you should do Kiddush Levana tonight, and then we go out and we do it. And like, I mean, before like when you make Birchas Chodesh, you're told when the Molad is going to be. So it
Correct.
was just kind of an addition to the first part.
Right. Well, okay, good. So I think correct. I think ideally it should be like I'm guessing like the Birchas HaChodesh that we make and we announce the Molad should be like not just like, oh, the Molad's going to be like blah, 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 but like somebody should actually kind of take the time to like figure out the lunar model and like understand the calculation basis, the mathematical basis for predicting the molad to be at this and this place at this and this time, right? Yeah, 100%. Meaning, that's the ideal way to do the Kiddush Levana, and I think that's, very consistent with what this whole theme of Rosh Chodesh is like an acknowledgement of the Maaseh Bereishis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created with the Levana, keeping time in this way with its regular cycle. Now, I was going to say one more ha'ara here. Yeah, I just want to point out that maybe this is a tension in halacha. So, number one, I think you could still explain the Rishonim who focus on the hana aspect of the moon. Like, should you wait a day or two, or should you not do it when it's cloudy? But you could be cholik and just say, yeah, these Rishonim are wrong to go to bark in the Birchas Hanenin direction, when in fact this is a Birchas HaMitzvah, like the Magen Avraham's pointing out. And the mitzvah is Kiddush HaChodesh, in which case Maybe you should say, like the Rambam, like the Meiri, like Rashi, that ideally Kiddush Lavana should be done as close to the Molad as possible. As close to the Molad as possible, because you really want to see the Molad Halavana. That's the astronomical event that you're acknowledging. Somebody see that suggestion? Now you could say, okay, fine, like if you're making a bracha on the Levana, you want it to be a gesund, healthy Levana that you're making a bracha on, and you should appreciate its ore to be mitzuref to it. So there's a way of reconciling the Hana discussion with a Birchas HaMitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Okay, but I think it's not Mochrach, and I'm totally comfortable saying that. I think this is probably right, that the Rambam's probably right. And Rashi and the Meiri, that you should do Kiddush Levana probably as soon as possible, close to the Molad, not waiting for the Hana, because the Hana thing is really just a distraction from the Rishonim who are thinking in terms of Birchas Hanenin. Now, this is where you're supposed to remind me to get back to the point about how early we should do it.
I
You
did
want
such a good
that?
job that I didn't even need to do it.
Okay. I'll just point out that I think the Mishnah Berurah, you could see when he discusses this in Tav Chav Vav, Sif Katan Ches, the Shulchan Aruch paskens al pi Kabbalah, like the Jikatilia, that you should do wait 7 days. The Mishnah Berurah says, Rov Achronim Pligi al zeh. Ula did two, Al Kol Panim Lachar Gimel Yamim. That's Rabbeinu Yonah, wait 3 days. And that's the Hana thesis. And he says, V'ein lahachmitz ha-mitzvah. Like it's wrong to wait so long to do the mitzvah. So you shouldn't wait 7 days. A lot of these people don't like the Kabbalah suggestion to wait 7 days because you're delaying the mitzvah. By the way, notice again that lashon of mitzvah, lahashos ha-mitzvah, right? L'chora, that sounds like there's some sort of mitzvah here. But I would add that this is not just a shihui mitzvah type discussion. It's not like mitzvah bal yadcha al tachmitzana. No, if the bracha is on the Kiddush HaChodesh, then you want it to be as proximate to the Kiddush HaChodesh as possible, as proximate to the actual molad. So then it's actually that pulls away from the Hana discussion. Make sense? So I would say, like, you dafka want the Kiddush Halavana to be as close to Rosh Chodesh Mikra Din. Okay, last point I want to make is this. Jeremy, you have a hand?
Yeah, is there anything else about the doing it on Motzei Shabbos besides just wearing nicer clothes and being nicer, or you would
So
want to like?
my guess is that it's actually a combination of that. It's one interpretation of the Masechet Sofrim of Kishum Mevusam, that if you're going to be Mekabel Pnei HaShechina, you should be doing it when you're dressed nice and fancy so that you could walk out and address the Shechina in this way. Right? So it's just about like which clothes you're wearing and that you're prepared in a nice way. But it's also maybe it cross lines, got entangled with this suggestion also. I'm guessing that you should wait 2 or 3 days. So like I'm guessing that like if you say wait till the next Shabbos, that usually satisfies the 2 or 3 days requirement based off of Rabbeinu Yonah. That's I'm guessing why this Motzei Shabbos minhag became so prevalent. But probably Mikra Din, and probably if you read the Rambam and Meiri, they probably thought Mikra Din, it should be on the first day of the Molad, as soon as you see the Levana. Okay, let me just generalize for 1 second here and suggest that maybe this Mahalach about Cheshbon Tkufos Umazalos and Rosh Chodesh as like Zecher L'Maaseh Breishis in this way is. And like predicting the Molad Halvana as being this great science and this great testimony to the Yetzirah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe that's built into the very essence of Rosh Chodesh, not just this general idea of Birchas Halvana. Okay, so let me just suggest that for a second. Why do we say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? So we know it's a minhag, right? It's not Mikra Din. That's why we only say a half Hallel. It doesn't have Isra Malacha. So we know from the Gemara Nerechim that it's there's no Hallel Mikra Din. So why are we saying Hallel? So the Gemara then tells us in Tanis on Daf Chav Chesam Beis that Rava says Osamaris Halela Devarish Yarcha Lavdo Oraisa, Halel on Rosh Chodesh is not to Oraisa. And then the Gemara says Rav Ikla LeBavel Chazina De Kakaru Halela Bereish Yarcha. Rav came to Bavel. He lived in Eretz Yisrael. He comes to Bavel and he sees that they're saying Halel on Rosh Chodesh. Savar Laf Tzukenu. He's going to say, "You guys got to stop. It's, why are you saying Halel on Rosh Chodesh?" Kivin Dechazu De Kamedalgi Tuluge Amar Shma Mina Minagav Asen Biyadeyem. He says, "Oh, but once he saw they were skipping and not saying all of Halel, he saw it's just a minog." And he says, "Okay, but what's the basis for this minog, right? Why weren't they saying it in Eretz Yisrael, and why were they saying it in Bavel?" Okay. So look here at the Meiri. Halal shel Rosh Chodesh, mina kavua lechol bevavel. Kidei sheyisparsem hadavar lakol shehu Rosh Chodesh. So why were they saying Halal in Bavel, according to this theory?
It's like a
Means
means
of
of communication.
exactly. It was like a public. It was a communication to let everybody know that it was Rosh Chodesh. Isn't that very interesting? So the Halal really just served this purpose. It's like Haskaras Me'ein HaMe'ora. As like being modia that it's like a yalav yavo, not that there's anything specifically to say halal for. Look here at this. Gavi, something to say?
Yeah, just I. It's interesting if it really is like this means of communication that to let people know that it's Rosh Chodesh, shouldn't we be saying it? I mean, ideally, we should be saying it before Shemoneh Esrei. Because if really people didn't know, think about we could think about how many people would have to go now go back and re-say
Okay,
Shemoneh Esrei if they
right. I
didn't
think it's
know.
less of I think it's more of like now in the calendars, we got to say Halal. It gives more chashiva, more people know. It's not just like a little thing you throw in your benching or little yavi. It's like more mefursam in shul. It gives like more attention to it. Fine. But look at the Kaftur Aferach. Kaftur Aferach is a wonderful sefer. He writes a lot about Eretz Yisrael and the dinim that are tali in Eretz Yisrael and the kedushas Eretz Yisrael. One of the Provençal Rishonim, you can see here, he was born in 1280 and dies in 1355. He dies in Eretz Yisrael. He's one of the Rishonim who made his way to Israel. He writes here in his Sefer, commenting on this Gemara in Tanis Chavches, Mashma, Miha, Tibnei Eretz Yisrael, Lo hayu korin halal b'Rosh Chodesh. In Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have the minhag to say halal on Rosh Chodesh. Why? Mipnei shehayu mekadshin al pi ha-re'iyah v'day lahem b'zeh. Aval b'nei Bavel korin, l'fi shelo hayu lahem, Heker Acher. So the thing that was lacking in Bavel is that they weren't the place where they did Kvias Kiddush HaChodesh al Pi Re'iyah. So they need some other way to be Mitzuref to the Kiddush HaChodesh. So Halel was their way of doing it. Isn't that unbelievable? So Halel is supplementing for something that was accomplished by Kiddush HaChodesh al Pi Re'iyah of the Beis Din. Now I want to say, I want to connect this to my Mahalach and Birchas Alvana, that maybe we could say something similar for Birchas Alvana. The first way of saying it, which I think is probably the right way to say it, is that the Beis Din HaGadol does its Maisa, but then everyone else should be Mitzuref in a different way. What's the way of being Mitzuref in a different way? We have our Maisa of Kiddush Al Pi, Kiddush Alvana, Birchas Alvana, acknowledging that it's Rosh Chodesh by attesting to the new moon. That's like the equivalent of the Halal and Bavel, right? Like to supplement for the lack of Kiddush HaChodesh, I'll call Echad V'Echad, we have this Cheshbon Tekufos HaMazalos and this Kviyas Halvana. A different way of saying it, and this is more speculative and I think less fundamental, but similar conceptually, is that maybe, and I don't know, we have to figure out if the Birchas Halvana existed in the time of Kiddush HaChodesh Al Pi Re'iyah. We have to figure that out. Maybe, again, you have to look at the sugya in Sanhedrin. Maybe even the idea of Kiddush Halvana is a supplement for once we were no longer, or for people who weren't doing Kiddush, weren't directly close to Kiddush Halvana Al Pi Re'iyah. Kiddush HaChodesh Al Pi Re'iyah. And then we supplement it with this Mechadish Chadashim idea. Does anybody see the suggestion? Okay. But the idea here is just to drive home the thought that part of Rosh Chodesh is to acknowledge the Chiddush. What is Rosh Chodesh if not acknowledging just the Chiddush of the lunar cycle? That's the way we frame our sense of time around this astronomical event, just like we frame our days around the rising and setting of the sun. We have Yireuchaim Shemesh that we time our tfilos to this special occurrence of Zrichas HaChama and Dimdumei Chama, the idea of Nates and Davening Mincha and Dimdumei Chama. We have Birchas Yotzer Or in the morning and Ma'ariv Arvim in the evening, time to the events of the sun. And then similarly, we have this Maaseh Bereishis emphasis in our sense of time for the lunar cycle that we set our monthly calendar, our sense of time that's less than a year but greater than a day, or maybe greater than a week, by the changes in the moon. So that, like I was suggesting last year, like for the Ramban, that our sense of time of Chodesh Zelechem, Rosh Chodesh and Rishon Hu L'Chodesh HaShana, that we give chashivas to Yetzias Mitzrayim and the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's like the first month of the year. By analogy, we give chashivas to the scientific occurrence, the Maaseh Bereishis, Pol Hashem lo yabitu, Su einecha maro mur'u mibara ela, the Rambam in beginning of Yesodei Torah about Avas Hashem, Ketzad Yaderech La'avasa V'yirasa B'Sha'a She'izbonen B'Bruah V'Maaseh V'Neflayim, that's Yedias Hashem and Avas Hashem. So we frame our sense of time by the Kabbalas Pnei HaShechina, by appreciating the Yetzirah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set into place with the Levana and its orbits. All that's packed into Rosh Chodesh and the Birchas Halvana. All right, guys, Shkoyach, this is very good discussion here. Thanks for your participation. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Sure,
Tomorrow
yeah.
we go back to trying to figure out the beginning of the day and the earliest amount of Shacharis, and then maybe we'll even get into Chatzos and Mincha time. All right, Shkoyach.